Every theatrical production brings challenges that must be faced on a tight deadline. Even with a great design staff to shepherd these problems to a successful conclusion, there are so many other intangibles that must be faced by directors and casts. A production that is staged at Agecroft Hall during a Richmond summer is going to face more than its share of challenges. While we as an audience members are aware of certain issues like the heat or the insects or noise that filters over from someone's river party, I have to separate myself from the initial audience reaction and consider the overall impression of the play. Richard III, the latest offering by Henley Street Theater and Richmond Shakespeare, had more challenges than normal. There was very little turnover time between their production of A Midsummer's Night's Dream, and unless you've worked at Agecroft before, it can be a daunting task to go from acting in a rehearsal hall to acting in the humidity and the vocal challenges of speaking in the great outdoors. Still, I cannot review intentions, only results, so I have to pay attention to what I observed on opening night. And while I think Richard III has much to offer, including a very capable performances by lead Andrew Plattner and by Molly Hood's wonderful and solid Queen Elizabeth, there are other issues that I think hold the production back from achieving its full potential. One issue is the pacing of the play, particularly during the long opening act. Exposition can be tough to perform, but it sets up the world of the play and illuminates the characters. Dramas have a different pacing than a comedy, but when it slows down too much, it stops engaging the audience, and our minds wander to just what is going on at that river party down the road. Another issue that needs addressing is the vocal power of Hastings, played by Bob Nelson. In the past, I have enjoyed Nelson's work, including an earlier appearance at Agecroft Hall. However, during his dramatic scene leading to his assassination, his speech is completely lost to the audience. His facial expressions make his emotions known, but I completely lost the beauty of his words. And his performance also suffers from a very slow and deliberate pace. Now, on to better things. Andrew Plattner as Richard is a lot of fun to watch. Thanks to recent archaeological finds, we now know Richard's true body type, and actors are free to play the truth and get away from some of the slanders that have followed the monarch for hundreds of years. Even so, the physicality of playing this monarch in motion while using an old-fashioned wooden crutch has to be exhausting. Aside from the previously mentioned Molly Hood, who actually plays the soul of this play, there were other good performances from Laura Rocklin as Lady Anne, David Janosik as Rivers, Tyrell, and Oxford, Carrick Sullivan in the dual role of Princess Elizabeth and Prince Edward, Alexander Sapp as Buckingham is really a standout, and Jacqueline O'Connor turns in a solid performance as the Duchess of York. Emily Price's costumes were wonderful, and B.J. Wilkinson's lights are very good, especially given the unique challenges of Agecroft Hall. Director James Alexander Bond has put together a compelling production that has a few issues with it that hopefully will be smoothed out during the run of the play. Besides, do you really want to miss one of Shakespeare's best-known plays being presented on that amazing backdrop? For 88.9 WCVE, I'm John Porter.